A staffing shortage at the Big Chute Marine Railway is causing frustration among boaters from all over the province. Rebecca Mundy, who is spending her Canada Day long weekend at the port of Orillia, is concerned that she won't be able to get through the Big Chute Marine Railway when her family goes on vacation later this month. They are not putting anything bigger than 11.5 feet through the Trent Severn Waterway on weekends, she explained. There is a lack of staffing. Mundy was stuck at the Big Chute for 2 days when she tried to get through last summer. We were asking when they would be able to put us over and nobody had any answers, she said. We had friends who had to wait for 5 days. As a result of the staffing issue, Mundy and her family lost their 2-week vacation after deciding to turn around and go home. It was very disappointing, she said. We are worried that it's going to happen again. Mundy says the issue has been caused by marine staff retiring and Ontario Waterways neglecting to hire and train replacement staff. They didn't do any succession planning, she said. Karen Feely, a spokesperson for Ontario Waterways, Parks Canada, and the Government of Canada, says the Big Chute Marine Railway is the only one of its kind in North America. Its operation is challenging and complex, and many variables need to be considered, she said in a written statement to Orillia Matters. Lifting large vessels completely out of the water on a 3-story high rail cart requires multiple experienced staff as well as numerous safety checks and balances. Feely explains that the type of vessel, gravity, water conditions, and public safety are just some of the factors that operators must keep in mind. Add in multiple hydraulic systems, and you can begin to understand the complexities, she said. It is important to note that training must be completed in real time, with real vessels, ranging from small paddlecraft to cruisers to sailboats with large and fixed keels. On days when there are restrictions, vessels that have unique hull configurations, a beam wider than 11.5 feet and or are required to hang off the back of the cart may face delays. The staff continues to transit as many vessels as possible that fall outside of the limitations, Feely says. Boaters headed to Lock 44 Big Chute Marine Railway are encouraged to make alternate plans or slow their progress and enjoy the many other attractions along the way to time their arrival at the appropriate time. While Feely acknowledges the frustrations caused by the staffing shortage, she says training of the current staff complement is progressing well. However, due to current labor conditions, and like many other organizations, we are still actively seeking lock operators to join the team at the Big Chute Marine Railway, she said, noting that interested individuals are invited to apply here. Feely says she appreciates the public's patience and understanding and will provide as much advance notice as possible of any changes. Boaters can follow at TSW Boater Info on Twitter for the most up-to-date information.